So, mentioned about the toilet paper price going up. Still going to be available. That's the good news. But a lot of consumer staples, the stuff that we all buy, like are on this list. Insider is covering them. Business Insider Anya Kane is the senior retail reporter over there. And Anya, I think this is somewhat alarming. When you see toilet paper in the headline, you first make sure that it is going to be available. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands that that's the case. If you will be able to find it. It's just interesting to see this list of all the things that are starting to go up. So I want to ask you about the why, but thank you for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me. And yes, anything these days with toilet paper in the headline is sure to spark some concerns. So it's going to still be there, but it is going up. We're a lot of products, actually, from well-known brands like Procter & Gamble, General Mills, Coca-Cola. These are products that people know and love. Pampers, Tampax, Always, Huggies, Coke, and Scott Toilet Paper, of course, from Kimberly-Clark. And basically, it's sort of a perfect storm situation that's happening right now, Anna. You have vaccine optimism really spurring spending. People are going out and buying more right now because, you know, back summer is upon us. You know, we're going to be vaccinated soon and people are excited. And on the other hand, there's been a number of logistical shipping issues, port tie-ups. We all saw the saga in the Suez Canal recently that everyone was following with that ship that got stuck. But just things along those lines are sort of getting people basically stuck. And it's a situation that is just sort of kind of coming together all at once.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, okay, I saw the paper and I've heard a lot about lumber. I know Steve Alexander here on WGN yesterday was reporting that this was so interesting to me. A semi-truck full of lumber is $4,000 more expensive this week over last week. Cost of lumber is one of the big things going up. You add the shipping costs that you're pointing out, too, that there's a lot. Is it the demand for shipping that's the issue? Is it the fact that we're just ordering everything to our houses now? What's going on there?
That's a great question. It is sort of those port tie-ups that I mentioned and logistical issues and that. There is just an increase in spending and purchasing in terms of online, and that makes fulfillment across the board, whether you're talking about major shippers like UPS and FedEx or, third-party shippers that are coming on the scene. When you have so many people competing for limited resources in this space, costs are going to go up. You know, the demand drives cost. And a lot of these basically huge brands are reacting to that in part.
So I think the reason it made news is Procter & Gamble said it like on one of those big corporate calls. They said, hey, you know what? And Kimberly-Clark, too, has mentioned this. So many of the big folks that distribute and make our goods are saying, you know what? Things are about to go up. So they're all sort of kind of indicating this as they look at guidance for the months to come. Is there any clue, though, about when these prices start going up? I don't feel like I've seen it lately, just buying stuff myself.
Yeah, I think the fact that so many of these big brands are mentioning it in their earnings call means that we can expect it in the coming months, I think. Even if we haven't seen that sticker shock at this moment, it's upcoming and they want investors and they want consumers to know about it and not be too caught off guard, if that makes sense. And I think it's a situation, too, where these companies, want people to know that it's not going to be, you can't get toilet paper. It's just that it's going to be a bit more expensive just because the price of lumber has skyrocketed so much. So that makes it more expensive for them to produce these items. And that's going to reflect when you are in the grocery store aisles.
Tell me about Coca-Cola and coffees on the list. Why is that back to the same reasons? Or, I mean, I don't know. Is there any... I can't think of ingredients, or is it the aluminum? I mean, what's the thinking there?
Yeah, so I know with coffee, that is specifically an issue of ports. That is sort of like maybe some of the aftershocks from the Suez situation coming back to roost, all these weeks later. And I know it's going to be affecting J.M. Smucker in particular. That is the company that actually owns Folgers and the Dunkin' brand of coffee. So, two brands that people know and love because of these logistical supply chain issues, just that have repercussions all over the world. We're going to see those brands go up. In terms of Coca-Cola, it's interesting. They're such a huge company with so many products. They have not given guidance yet about what exactly products will actually see a price increase. So we don't know if this is going to be like classic Coke or one of their offshoot brands or what that exactly is going to look like. But obviously, because they're such a huge company, so many brands to their name, you know, it could be a lot of things that could have a real huge impact on people's lives.
Yeah, how about it? Coffee and toilet paper? I mean, my God, I can't think of two things that are more important to my day. I just, you know, right? We need these things, and we need them to be reasonable enough. It's not, come on. I don't know. Anya, I'm concerned about it, but I guess if it's just, do we know how much of an increase? Is this a dramatic thing?
Well, I think the fact that they're kind of signifying it in their earnings, you know, they want to get ahead of it. They want to let people know. So I think it'll people will definitely feel it, you know, and it'll be noticeable. It doesn't sound like there's a huge global shortage, though, obviously, with we're still a situation where people will be able to get what they need. So I don't think it's a catastrophe at this point. I think we're just seeing this kind of perfect storm of logistical issues catching up with some of these big companies and just, you know, demand increase, you know, which is good for them, but they have to keep up with the supply and they have to keep up with some of these, you know, commodities like lumber going up. So I live on that Dunkin' coffee, so I'm really hoping it's not too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think
stocking up at Costco.
Some people listening might have fell off their chair or whatever. If you hear the Dunkin' is going, I mean, my God, that is like a staple of the day. I totally agree with you. We have one down in the Pedway at work, and that is like a hot spot for all of us at, you know, WGN. So it's cool. Well, thank you. You explained it so well, Anya. Thank you. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day. Anya Kane there, senior retail reporter for Insider.